is it's just another channel of communication. So we could have arguments in an IRC chat room. We could have them on an email-based discussion board. We could have them on a web blog, or there's all sorts of places that people can chat about various issues. The thing that I think is a bit distinctive about social media compared to other comms channels I've used over the years, like IRC chat, I actually like better than Twitter in some ways, but well, some aspects of it, like depending on who you're talking with, that's the key thing. But Twitter can, and other forms of social media, can just increase the speed with which things develop. And they also, I think, tend to build a more intense raging of the fires of controversy, if you will. It's easier to pour, gasoline on a fire if you're using social media, because people can interact so quickly and things can spread so fast and to so many people at once. I doubt that I would have met so many trans people in the city of Toronto if I hadn't discovered sometimes what people call trans Twitter. You know, there's black Twitter, there's various different Twitters that people form lots of communities within communities. And I think that Twitter has a lot of good aspects in that it can reduce the isolation of people who are far from normative. So, for example, I'm a rare compared to most humans. I'm also non-binary, which is not that common either. As a non-binary person, a non-binary trans person on campus, I might have felt isolated.